Chapter 3. The Company Command Climate Environment. This chapter discusses some of the factors that create a company's command climate. Company leaders must remain attuned to their command climate to influence the organization. The company commander and first sergeant lead and operate in multiple environments. The external and internal company environments are subject to various influences. Leaders, personalities, activities, and resources shape the environment. Company leaders can influence the environment. Successful company leaders contribute to a positive command climate. They influence the company environment while managing external factors to benefit the company. Sustaining a confident command climate requires hard work and a sustained effort by a caring group of leaders. Company leaders develop a healthy formation through shared challenges and good teamwork. The company commander's vision and philosophy influence the company environment. Effective commanders articulate an optimistic commander's vision through an energetic command philosophy. The commander's vision and philosophy tell soldiers how the commander approaches various challenges. The commander leverages the vision and philosophy to instill a sense of purpose and belonging. A well-crafted vision and philosophy inspire soldiers with a sense of purpose and desire for team success. Counterproductive, toxic leadership. Counterproductive leadership demonstrates leadership behaviors that violate one or more of the Army's values or core leader competencies. The behavior is corrosive and erodes a positive climate conducive to mission accomplishment. Counterproductive leadership is the current terminology that replaces the term toxic leadership. It can happen at any level of leadership. The company commander and first sergeant establish a positive environment through active and passive activities. The leadership remains sensitive to counterproductive leadership through sensing sessions and inspections. Company leaders share the tasks and hardships with their soldiers to strengthen trust within the formation. The experience of shared hardship is one of the most effective ways to build a cohesive team from a group of individuals. Company leaders mentor subordinates. Leaders share insights and provide context for subordinate leaders and soldiers. They coach and mentor soldiers about various leadership styles and communication tones. Leaders address their style as part of command philosophy. This provides insight into the leadership of the formation. Company leaders use their awareness to sense the organization and provide insight into other leadership styles and communication forms. To be a good leader is to be a good follower. A good article I had my platoon leaders and platoon sergeants read was Followership: Avoid Being a Toxic Subordinate, a former company commander. Soldiers and leaders frequently fail to remember that they often possess bits or incomplete amounts of information. Company leaders provide subordinates with awareness of unit activities to enhance perspective. The leadership focuses on how their formation supports the greater mission and why it is essential. Leaders often use various communication networks that the organization may not know about or understand. Good leaders expend extra effort to inform their subordinates. Leaders frequently discover the extra effort yields additional soldier awareness. Leaders who communicate with soldiers in a disciplined manner solidify trust amongst the team. Company leaders provide information to maintain discipline. Leaders inform soldiers while cautioning soldiers against speculation and rumors. The company leadership team presents information to manage expectations and enhance trust within the formation. Leaders address rumors and ensure there is disciplined communication. Time management is one of the top challenges for all company leaders across our Army. Deliberate time management makes or breaks companies. Company leaders enforce time management practices. Commanders and first sergeants execute a daily battle rhythm. Disciplined pre-physical training leader huddles and close of business huddles help manage time. Successful time management often begins with scheduled training and staff meetings in a calendar management process. Daily schedule updates enable success. Focused routine events are decisive in managing soldiers, resources, and time. The company training and maintenance meetings are two recurring events where leaders must focus their time discipline. Leaders ensure a straightforward task, purpose, and end state before regular events. Leaders and soldiers alike must understand the inputs, discussion points, and outcomes of the events. Concentrated efforts reduce the potential for distractions that overcome and disrupt the meeting purpose. Concise discipline creates additional time for leaders and soldiers to achieve the necessary prioritized tasks without wasting time and resources on less essential activities. Companies anticipate senior leader disruptions, which are part of the equation, making time management a challenge. Leaders identify potential dates and times for interruption. Leadership plans anticipate and provide the intent for actions and tasks for completion in their absence. Effective company leaders provide subordinate leadership with priorities and guidance for them to execute. The company leadership minimizes the disruption by synchronizing its effort to support higher headquarters. Commanders and first sergeants identify time opportunities and develop plans for leveraging these periods. Leaders will direct training developed for soldier counseling, leader training time, administrative requirements, and company closeout formations. The company commander works to protect as much time as possible to enable all the important events that subordinates need time to complete. Company leaders prioritize execution efforts of tasks to accomplish or close out incomplete tasks. Many divisions have a Friday 1500 release time to enable soldiers to have some extra time with their families and get them to their families a bit earlier for the weekend. I supported this effort. Late Wednesday or not later than Thursday, I prompted my platoon leaders and platoon sergeants to think about tasks that might keep the soldiers from taking advantage of the 1500 closeout formation for family time. The platoon leaders and platoon sergeants had to brief on issues and propose a plan of action to mitigate disruptors. If their plan of action was lackluster or they failed to task manage, time manage, or critically think ahead, I would then deny their request. The platoon leaders and platoon sergeants had to figure out how to make up the time to complete the task. They learned how to prioritize in a squadron environment where everything seems a priority. Morale improved as the soldiers noticed that their hard work during the week resulted in their early departure on Friday. They frequently departed for the house earlier than the other companies who failed to manage their time effectively or complete their required tasks to standard. Former troop commander. Time prioritization can save a unit a lot of trouble, especially if the higher echelon commanders do not prioritize well themselves. More often than not, we see that if everything becomes a priority, then nothing is a priority. Effective commanders communicate their priorities for their unit, usually kept at around three priorities for simplification, and enable subordinate leaders to execute disciplined initiative to accomplish tasks within limits. Task management and task feedback. Company leaders struggle every day with competing events. The commander and first sergeant adjust company efforts to balance competing tasks. Successful commanders prioritize tasks with first sergeant input. Company commanders must accept that their priorities are subordinate to brigade and battalion priorities. The practical and efficient accomplishment of higher headquarters tasks generates the necessary time to enable the company to accomplish its internal priorities. Task management techniques include prioritizing company tasks as the tasks align with and support higher headquarters. The company command team must talk to the battalion command team, adjust, and refine priorities. The company command team streamlines effective execution through clear articulation of triggers of task execution and triggers of task shift. A task relief request is from company to higher headquarters to relieve the company from requirements the formation may be unable to accomplish within the specified time frame. The task relief request must be detailed, thorough, and time-sensitive. Company commanders and first sergeants manage through effective relationships established with battalion field grade leaders and staff. Continuous communication with the battalion operations officer and the operations staff helps anticipate disruptions and reduce task burdens with the brigade and division staff. Commanders and first sergeants are successful in task relief when the request is in person, without emotion, and with proposed alternatives. Leaders will detect emotions and dismiss company command teams who employ this. Command teams must remain aware of the number of relief requests. Too many relief requests establish negative precedents with senior commanders and staff. Leaders must focus on remaining objective and sticking to the facts when proposing task relief. My first sergeant did not want to do troop-to-task analysis, but I directed the requirement upon him and the platoon sergeants. The requirement evolved into a disciplined weekly habit for updating the troop-to-task analysis. The deliberate analysis effort provided dividends when it relieved us from some significant tasks based on our resourcing within the company. Former company commander. company communication, and trust. Communication is one of the main venues for establishing trust. However, company leaders frequently describe communication as a verbal form. Body language combined with the physical message delivery tone can reinforce trust or reduce the message's effectiveness. No one will remember the things that you said. They will remember only how you treated them and made them feel, regardless of what witty wisdom and fancy words in front of a formation. I believe that about 95% of the soldiers forget them within a few hours. That soldier will forever remember an officer or non-commissioned officer, NCO, who takes the time to listen and help a soldier with a need. Treating soldiers with respect and dignity has more impact than any speech. Former company commander. Leaders do not impress soldiers solely based on leader rank, and rank does not automatically generate trust. It is not your rank that people are interested in. They care whether you are a person they can trust with their life and their career. The trick is to be the person that soldiers associate positively with that rank. Company leadership establishes and reinforces trust with their soldiers when their message, behavior, and body language align. Soldiers will be suspicious if the message is not congruent with behaviors and delivery style. Sometimes, the message delivery style is in the how, not what, of the message. Family. You are not the focal point of your subordinates' lives. They do not spend their nights thinking about you, your speeches, or goals. Your people are not here to serve you. They are here to serve your country. You are here to serve them. Family members will influence the company environment. Soldier family members participating in the Soldier and Family Readiness Group, SFRG, can enhance or detract from organizational well-being and morale. Family members will bring solutions, problems, and challenges. Company leadership that engages the SFRG can improve the company and strengthen trust. The Army Command Policy 600-20, dated 24 July 2020, and the Army Leader's Desk Reference for Soldier and Family Readiness provide additional specific guidance for command roles. In addition, the Local Army Community Service and the Quarterly Command Family Readiness Representative, CFRR Academy, offers more information to inform company leaders. Company leaders use the CFRR with the SFRG to improve communication with the entire formation and inform the families of current activities and future planning. Family awareness reduces angst created through misinformation or unawareness. Some soldiers will not share information with their families. The SFRG provides a permanent venue for dialogue to give family and significant others an enhanced perspective and contextual understanding of the soldier's duties and responsibilities. The company leaders use the CFRR and SFRG to inform the families of efforts and challenges, while simultaneously garnering awareness of undetected issues that may create other challenges or problems. The company leadership cannot forget the single soldiers. The Army updated the organization using the Soldier and Family Readiness Group to reinforce the importance of the single soldier in the unit as much as the married soldier and family. Single soldiers have families, bills, and a personal life outside the Army. Astute leadership invests time and effort in the single soldiers to enhance unit cohesion and execute missions. Company leaders invest time to understand and take advantage of the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, MWR office, the Better Opportunities for Single Soldiers BOSS program, and other programs to build esprit de corps and enhance the well-being of individual soldiers. Company funds. Company leaders use budgets for authorized activities to achieve and sustain positive outcomes. Careful and deliberate budget planning can reinforce desired behaviors, improve communication, harness goodwill, and strengthen trust. Commanders must take the time to educate themselves on SFRG funding and the appropriate ways to raise and expend unit funds. Talk to the staff judge advocate before conducting any activities related to funding. Misappropriating funds is one of the leading ways commanders get into legal trouble or get relieved of command. The company commander is responsible for the SFRG and has a CFRR to assist in maximizing the SFRG funds. The CFRR also engages the senior command's family readiness representative at the battalion and brigade level to allocate funds. Commanders integrate the CFRR and SFRG into budget planning to leverage functions to expand awareness, understanding, and support while enhancing morale and readiness.